This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back live at the Amerant Bank Arena on this Memorial Day. And we're live here courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Somebody texts in on the text line, way to be on your best behavior and not embarrass Josh in front of his coworker. And now back to your regularly scheduled nonsense.
Thank you.
I will tell you, if you were listening in the 3 o'clock hour, you know what we were talking about. I will tell you just to wrap a little bow on it. Last time I was at Sawgrass Mills, probably 10 years ago, I swore it off. I said, there's nothing special about this place. And Solana's been there over a dozen times since he was a child. Moving on. This entire show is a fraud.
Literally in a half an hour.
We had our second Whiskey Stars and Cigars a few weeks ago, and now we've got a chance for you to win tickets to Drew Estate's sold-out Barn Smoker. You can get a tour of the Florida Sungrown Farm, enjoy fine spirits, a catered dinner, and an exclusive Barn Smoker cigar pack. For your chance to win, go to WQAM.com, click on Contests, and you can enter right there. You must be 21 or older to win and attend, and this is a highly sought-after event. It sells out in minutes every year, so it happens to be a very good prize. We are 4 hours away from puck drop. You will hear the game here tonight on 560 WQAM. And actually, I should give you Road to a Repeat. That's sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks as well. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Here are some lines for tonight's contest. First, I have to see if Matt Mervis is playing. No, well, here's some lines.
I was going to say, while you look that up, just I don't think people truly realize the depth that this team has. 21 different players have a point. 21 of the 22 skaters they've dressed have a point. 18 different guys have scored a goal. One of the three who hasn't, Evan Rodriguez, 10 points, all assists. They've got, I believe, all top nine of their forwards averaging close to a point per game.
I think they try to get Bob a point or a goal tonight. What do you think?
If Bob puts in a goalie goal with an empty net, that will be a bigger reaction in this building than when they won Game 7 of the Cup last year.
Panthers tonight. Have you looked at the line, Solana?
I have not.
You want to guess what the line is? You want to guess what the Panthers are tonight?
Panthers minus 370 on the money line.
Panthers minus 185.
Ooh, I was going to guess 165.
Yeah, 185 I thought was high. But that shows you, that's kind of what I asked John Forslund, like, what do you do if you're Carolina? I mean, what, this has to be, like, it's dead man walking. Like, you're sitting there in the locker room, like.
I love the idea that his idea for what they should do is, well, we haven't played our best yet, so let's, I mean, if that's where you're digging from. Well,
I mean, but where would you start? I mean, right. Honestly, where would you start?
And you're making another goalie change back to Freddie Anderson. Yeah, they are, they are in shambles, and Rod Brind'Amour unfortunately just has no answer.
Hey, Hawk, I had a watch party on, what was it, Saturday night for Game 3.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of friends over to watch the game, and in the third period, you know, the flurry of goals starts coming, right? It got to the point where I'm betting a Carolina Hurricanes goal. I'm like, it has to come, right? I mean, the they're still 12 minutes of the third period left, and the Panthers
that was honestly
four
one of the most fun 20 minutes of watching hockey that I've ever had in my life. I had the two graduation parties on Saturday night, one for Ryan from Funky Buddha, his daughter, and one for Dr. Chuck, his son. And we had watched, so I watched the first period at Ryan's house, and then I was at Dr. Chuck's house for the second and third periods. Second period, oh, I think I see some food coming. Ooh. You know what time of show this is. This is the time of the show where Chrissy Parente eats live on the air. She hates to be on camera. She refuses to be on camera. Here's Chrissy delivering food for everyone. What do we have today?
Oh,
look at those. I mean, these are the beer. I have notes in front of me. She gave me notes in front of me.
That's a great person right there.
That is the hockey stick drink. Show that on the camera there. That's the hockey stick drink. You can put beer, frozen drinks, or any soft drink inside. That's available at the Funky Buddha stand right below us, the Coors Light Cold Zone where we are, and all draft beer carts. So that's kind of cool. Now, on our food delivery here, Chrissy tells me, we've got a bacon cheeseburger pinwheel, which you can get at concession stand 319. Look at that. That's a great looking burger. And look at those golden fries.
Oh.
I mean, that's why Steph came down. Steph's not even engineering our show today. And that's why he's here. Much like Ron St. John, the old Magic 102.7 host, he can sniff out the free food wherever it is. We've got Buffalo Shrimp Sliders, which is also available at concession stand 319. I happen to love Buffalo Shrimp. I don't know if I've had it in slider form. That looks fantastic.
And a great touch with the hockey stick toothpick.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Look at that, a hockey stick toothpick. That's fantastic. And then finally, we have Stuffed Italian Pizza Sandwich, available at the Stoli Club Pizza Stand.
Oof.
Holy mackerel, Solana. Look at this.
Oh, my
God.
God.
That's a sandwich.
A Sammy.
That's a sandwich.
Oh, man. That looks
look at
so
that
good.
Thing. Holy mackerel.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? That is a pizza sandwich. Looks like we got some banana peppers here,
Hawk,
with it.
You know what that deserves. Five big booms.
Booms. Boom! 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 That is good stuff right here.
Thank you, sir.
Where'd Chrissy go? Chrissy just disappeared? She hates being on camera.
I do.
That is some. She does hate me. That is some good-looking stuff. That pizza sandwich looks ridiculous. That is available, again, the pizza sandwich. We'll put the video of this up on our YouTube page. Stuffed Italian Pizza Sandwich at the Stoli Club Pizza Stand. Buffalo Shrimp Sliders, concession stand 319. Bacon Cheeseburger Pinwheel, concession stand 319. And the Hockey Stick Drinks. That is some quality stuff here. If you're coming to the Panthers game tonight at the beautiful Amerant Bank Arena, you can get all these delicious snacks and more. All right, what were we doing? Were we doing headlines? I was telling you about the lines.
Yep.
Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Solana. Doug Plagan's going to join us this hour.
Since we're talking food, do you guys you mind if I stick with some, I don't want to say major food headlines, but some interesting headlines regarding food?
Sure.
All right. How about this? McDonald's. You know how they have the McGriddle? And
yes.
The sandwich buns are replaced by pancakes, little mini
right.
pancakes
little
on the McGriddle.
Syrup-infused pancake.
Uh-huh. Well, it looks like they're going to bring back the blueberry McGriddle. So they're blueberry pancakes.
I didn't know that they ever had that, to be quite honest.
Me either.
Yeah, yeah. That's just good stuff right there. And Burger King, Hawk, I think you may have brought this
up. Eat whatever you want, fellas. Don't wait on us. No, I'm being honest. Go ahead and eat. Stuff's going to get cold here. Eat, eat, eat. Got Steph and Tree here. Everybody eat. Manja, manja. Not that, though. Save that for me. No, he could have grabbed the Tums. I was going to say that.
Burger King is releasing, you may have brought this up, Hawk, a new Nutella ice cream burger. Any of you guys see that?
Excuse me?
Yeah, but I don't think it's in the States.
It's not?
I'll hung call.
Oh, you're right. Burger King France. No. Oh, man.
Oh, shrimp sliders. Excellent. I pour my water into a hockey stick.
Tonight, closeout, potential closeout, game four. Who are we kidding, man? The Hurricanes stink. 8 p.m. tonight, Panthers, Canes, the Cats can sweep them again for the second time in 3 years in the conference finals.
You want to know what I've consumed today?
You're never eating for maybe another month.
So I had around 11:30 at home a banana smoothie. Then I had a cup of coffee driving to the arena. Then I had, yeah, thank you for the Tums. Then I had a DQ Heath Bar Blizzard. So all liquids up until the Buffalo shrimp slider that I'm throwing down right now. Things are not looking good in the intestinal area.
I was going to say, you were thinking about staying for the game, but you might be better off driving back to Boca.
I may put on a worse performance than the Hurricanes. It's going to be in the bathroom.
I was going to say, I know where you're going to be watching the game from tonight. You'll be streaming it on your phone or your iPad.
What are ticket prices like for tonight?
Oh, I don't know. I may stick around if I can get a cheap one.
See, please hold.
They're SeatGeek, right? SeatGeek,
yeah.
Appel?
Yeah. Looking now. Get in the door. $150.
Yeah.
Upstairs.
Yeah, I'm Mark Hockman. I don't get in the door.
We've got someone the three in the lower bowl for a little under $300 tonight.
All right. See if your father-in-law will buy that for me.
Jeff's got it.
Appel, I one time I was going to a game. I think we were doing the show out there. And all my buddies were coming, and I told Hawk, hey, like, I'll get you a ticket. You sit with us. He's like, okay, where are you sitting? I said, the first row of the 300s, because we're like eight guys all together. Yeah. He's like, nah, I'm okay.
Yeah.
So I'm actually not with Hawk on this. Normally, I'm anti upper level.
Oh, here comes.
First couple rows of the first couple rows of the 300 level, okay, that's prime.
Yeah.
You sit with the people, Hawk, man of the people, you know?
Yeah. I'm trying to get a suite.
That's the high five area. Everybody just wants to high five each other. The people down in the lower bowl, all, you know, all bougie. They're not even really
That's
watching the
I
game.
Belong. That's where I belong.
Tonight, also in the NBA, you have the Western Conference Finals, Game 4, Oklahoma City. I mean, it was bad. They lost by 41 points, 42 points, but it was bad. It was pretty much like that at halftime, third quarter as well.
Would you be surprised if that becomes a three-game series? 2-2, both teams hold home court.
At this point, no.
Yeah.
What about in the NBA? You think the Knicks can win two straight on the road? They
Man,
won last
that
night.
That seems like – that's it. Like, can they do again what they did last night? Because that was Indiana's game, and they had a miraculous comeback. I still like Indiana in that series.
Did you like Indiana before – the debacle in game one?
No. Okay. I like the Knicks.
Somebody,
I bet a lot of people were saying the same. Can Indiana do that again at New York after the Knicks blew it at the end? So I wonder if that, you know, same thing applies here.
Somebody texts us that we should mention Hurricanes baseball, and they are right because Jimmy actually told me when I got in today that the Miami Hurricanes were granted – a spot in the Hattiesburg Regional for the college baseball playoffs.
Correct.
Along with Alabama as well. They're in the Hattiesburg Regional. And I was just reading that is the Miami Hurricanes, 50th NCAA tournament berth.
Unfortunately, they don't have a lot of World Series titles as of late.
No, it's been a while.
Yeah.
2000?
Last time went to Omaha, like 2016, I think.
Been a long time.
Last one that they won was, what, 2000? Or 99?
It was 2000.
John Ruth, by the way, who runs the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum, texts me, I'm older than Solana. I've been to Sawgrass Mills many times. I've been to Mall of Americas. I live in Miami-Dade. I have never been to Dolphin Mall.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's crazy.
0-1, the last UM baseball national championship.
What?
Wasn't sure
just
if I was...
Getting my sweet tickets.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if I was going crazy hearing whispers or like genuinely, I wasn't sure. Yeah, so
that was my lower intestine whispering whispering to the exit. Hey, get ready.
Hey, so can you guys confirm? So Casey Hintz, who is the new sports anchor and reporter at Local 10, WPLG.
Confirmed.
Okay. She tweeted right now, a couple minutes ago, a video. She says, not sure what kind of omen or sign this is, but there's a bird in one of the nets, one of the goal nets, at the Amerant Bank Arena flying around one of the nets.
Because there's always a bird flying around here when we do the show.
I saw it.
I didn't realize that there was one in the actual, in the net, on the ice?
On the ice, in the net.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to throw birds on the ice. It's the year of the bird.
Hmm.
Inter Miami, they drew 3-3 over the weekend. You guys see, and Hawk, remember I told you this was going to happen, Daryl Doucette III. He's the very popular or outspoken flag football player. He gave another quote to the Washington Post.
I saw you tweet this out. Yeah.
He says that He's the quarterback of the USA National Flag Football Team. Says flag football players, quote, deserve their opportunity to play for Team USA in the 2028 LA Olympic Games.
I get what he's saying, okay? I get it. It would be like, you know, when it's almost like you're a radio guy all your life, like me. But then all of a sudden, Jason and Travis Kelce want to do a podcast. And so now they're immediately, they're what they do on the air, whatever the pod, you know, on the air, that's more important than what radio people do. No one is going to be super interested in flag football when it's that guy, Doucette, playing. But he's focused on that sport because he happens to be good at it and he's excelled at it. So I get it where you go, hey, this is what I do every day. I've honed my craft, and now someone's going to come in, and because they're a bigger name, they're just going to take my spot or my shine.
Or not just a bigger name, but also a better athlete and a better football player. And all these
but you
guys
don't
have,
know that.
But
like,
all these
you don't
guys
know
have
enough about
up, like,
flag football to know that you don't know that the nuances of flag football are that of which Tyreek Hill can just be great at it.
Well, he probably can, because I can't imagine that any other country that's going to be participating in flag football is going to have anywhere near the athletes that Team USA will have. But I would also say that the vast majority of guys in the NFL have definitely come up playing 7-on-7 tournaments and camps, going into college, maybe even during college, and now they play flag football at the Pro Bowl. So, hey.
But here's my thing. What he's upset about is valid. Hey, we're the ones who have been carrying this sport. We're the best at this sport. But the International Olympic Committee didn't sit down, come together, and say, hey, we're going to put flag football in the 2028 Olympics in the Los Angeles Olympics so that Daryl Doucette can play in the tournament. They all came together so that they could get the best football players, the guys that make millions of dollars, represent the United States in a sport that is only played, for the most part, in the United States. And he has to understand that. And as much as it sucks, and as much as I look like a clown in sunglasses and a tank top outrage about this, if you're
Daryl Maverick.
Yeah. If you're Daryl Doucette, you have to understand that. And I get it. People want to platform you because you're upset about it. And you're legit good. But if I want to watch Patrick Mahomes, not Daryl Doucette.
No, watch Patrick Mahomes, like Appel said, in the Pro Bowl games. Why do you got to step on this guy's actual sport that he has spent actual time and effort perfecting?
Because nobody would know about Daryl Doucette and what he's doing on this
scale.
What?
Real flag football fans know.
Here's what he needs to do, and everybody knows this about flag football, two-hand touch football. Declare yourself all-time quarterback, and nobody can say a word to you. That's contractually binding.
You are 100% correct. First guy who declares himself all-time quarterback is all-time quarterback.
Yep.
That's never up for debate.
Easy.
Yeah.
Enough with the complaining. Just declare it.
Great call by you.
Let them play it out. Put together the best NFL teams, and then Daryl Doucette can put together his best flag football team and let them play. And the winners represent Team USA in the Olympics.
I think Doucette wins that.
I also think that these NFL guys talk a big game about wanting to participate in this, and then they're going to find out what's going to have to go into it. And I would imagine some of them will be like, "Yeah, you go ahead, Daryl. It's all you."
But, I mean, are they definitely taking an NFL quarterback and not him? Like, is it just going to be NFL players on the entire roster?
I mean, why wouldn't it be?
I don't know, because these guys are actually good at it.
But if you're an NFL player, you can play flag football.
Can you?
You don't think Tyreek Hill would be better at flag football than the best flag football wide receiver in flag football?
No.
Why?
Because I think Tyreek Hill plays tackle football, and he needs tackle football schemes and blocking styles to excel.
Is there flag guarding in Olympic flag football?
I'll have to look up the official IOC committee's
if it's banned, you know, some of these guys who don't play flag football, it might go a little flag guarding. That could cost the United States a gold medal. Too many penalties.
So, Hawk, you're familiar with, obviously, Leo Messi, but there's also a sport, very popular sport, called indoor soccer. They call it futbolito. And it's you know, they have tournaments all over the world where they play on like a basketball court style.
Right. He would
surface.
Stink because he can't cherry pick.
So you're saying if futbolito was added to the Olympics, that the people who have been playing futbolito their entire life are the ones who should represent their nations and not the
multi-million dollar soccer players? I'm not saying that I believe all MLS players are automatically better than the futbolito players, and they should replace all the futbolito players on the roster. It should be all, you know, European club soccer players. Like, I don't believe that, because I think if you hone your skills doing a certain thing that has some differences and some intricacies, you probably understand it better than someone who plays it casually.
Over this Daryl Doucette guy, man.
We can tell.
I can't believe they platformed him. Ridiculous. Anyways. Your weather, Remy DeMesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. It is a hot day, very, very hot today in South Florida. That is your weather.
All right. It's not hot here in the Amerant Bank Arena, because it's a hockey arena. Doug Plagans is going to join us in the next segment.
Oh, that's why it's cold.
He said it was very hot where he is, but it's not here. Okay. Doug Plagans, radio voice for your Florida Panthers, going to join us next here at the Amerant Bank Arena, so do not go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I think the reason people go to games is to see monster dongs, no?
That's one way to describe it.
Hawk and Crowder.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, Doug Plagans style music right there. Doug Plagans is the radio voice for the Florida Panthers on 560 WQAM. You will hear the game tonight, 7:30 pregame, 8 p.m. puck drop. a potential closeout game for your Florida Panthers, and you will hear every minute of the action right here on 560 WQAM. Plagans is sitting with us here at the Amerant Bank Arena. Have you had any trouble reconciling just how dominant the Panthers have looked the last three games against a very good Carolina Hurricanes team?
Well, I mean, talk about getting it rolling. I mean, this has been a clinic, and every game, you look at game three, the game here, and you expected Carolina would come out with a push, and I thought they did probably play their best first and second period of the series so far, but what did they have to show for it after 40 minutes? The score was 1-1, and the Panthers were playing well, too, and with a team like the Panthers, you feel like the longer a game remains tied, it kind of favors this Panthers team, the way that they've gained so much experience in these big games the last couple of years. They just know how to let the game come to them. They know how to not go out and try to win the game on one shift. And I tell you what, when that snowball starts rolling downhill, it gets going in a hurry. And we saw that the other night. And all three of these games in the series so far, like I said, it's been procedural. It's been a clinic that the Panthers have put on. And this is a Carolina team that they're not in this situation by accident. I think that's the big thing here. And first of all, we should preface it with, it is a really good hockey team. It's a team that is here because they earned their way here. There were people picking this Carolina team to get to the Cup final, to win the Stanley Cup before the season. They are a contender, but they've gotten to this series, and through three games, the Panthers have just been too much for them to handle. Now, that being said, the old cliche is accurate. The fourth game in a series is always the most difficult one to win, especially when you're going against a talented hockey team. And as I said, you don't get here by accident. The Carolina Hurricanes don't want to get swept. They would love to at least push this thing back to Raleigh on Wednesday night. So it is a big one tonight. But through the series so far, the Panthers have taken everything Carolina does well has just not been able to get going. It's been a great defensive effort from the Panthers. Sergei Bobrovsky's made big saves when he's had to, and offensively the Panthers have just not missed on their chances.
Doug, there's depth, and then there's the kind of depth that the Panthers have. I mean, 21 different players at the point, 18 different guys have scored a goal. Evan Rodriguez is probably the most surprising name, but he's still got 10 assists. Are you even surprised by the amount of depth that they've been able to put together? I'm trying to rack my brain. I'm trying to look back. I can't find a team that had this much depth this deep into the playoffs, the amount of guys contributing.
And you know what's interesting about that, I should mention too, I heard this on the way in from the folks at SiriusXM NHL Radio, but Edmonton's had 18 goal scorers too, apparently, this postseason.
Good research.
So what I'm saying is the teams that get rolling this time of the year are doing it with that kind of depth. It's what you need. And huge credit goes to Bill Zito and his group for bringing in players that can supplement this roster. When the playoffs got going, the Panthers had a fifth forward line, essentially, that was good enough to play on really any other team in the National Hockey League. So that kind of depth is huge this time of the year. And I always say it going into a season. Everybody gets really excited about the opening night roster, and rightfully so. But I always say it's going to take a lot more than those 20 guys dressed on opening night, those 18 skaters active on opening night, if you're going to want to make it through the grind of 82 and then go on a deep playoff run. And you look at the depth that the Panthers and right now Edmonton, hey, that series still has some runway left in it. We'll see if Dallas can get things flipped around. But right now Edmonton looks like a team that's on a mission too, and they feel like maybe they're on a collision course with the Panthers to have that rematch once again. It's no surprise that the two teams that maybe have the best depth this time of the year are the two teams who look like they're ready to emerge from their respective conferences. But yeah, the depth that this team has and the production they're getting across the board, you need your superstars to be your superstars. The Panthers superstars have been, but throughout the grind of a playoff run, you're going to need production from all over the place, and the Panthers have had that in 18 goals. I think the one that surprises me the most, Josh, is seven defensemen have scored.
Yeah.
And a lot of teams, if you're lucky, you go through a whole playoff run, maybe you don't have to even go past six if you stay healthy and everything works out like that. But the Panthers they've used seven defensemen, and all seven defensemen who've been deployed in this playoff run have scored. And to me, that's incredibly impressive.
We had Cugno on earlier. We had John Forslund on in the 3 o'clock hour. I asked them both, you know, what do you do if you're the Hurricanes? You come out tonight. I mean, this series is over for all intents and purposes. Like, what do you do out there? But I'll ask you from the other side. What does Paul Maurice say to the Panthers tonight so that they don't let their foot off the gas, so that they, you know, approach tonight the way that they've approached the first three games?
I think the most important thing, I don't think the message would change, first of all, and I think over the course of the last 3 years, you know, the Panthers are eyeballing their third straight trip to a cup final, which in any era, even in the original six era, that would have been incredibly impressive. But in a 32 team era with where you have a salary cap and you know the league is based on parity and competitive balance and everything like that, it's incredibly impressive. Through these last 3 years, this team has seen. They've seen the twists and the turns, the ups and the downs. They've been involved in closeout games. They've been on the other side, on the brink of elimination, knowing what to expect. In this playoff run, it's easy to forget now. Funny how quickly things change. And you think back, it wasn't that long ago, the Panthers didn't play poorly, but found themselves in a 2-0 hole against Toronto. And they never wavered, they never panicked, and I think it just speaks to the level-headedness and the even-keel approach that this team has.
Well, in Game 3 of that series, they were down 2-0 and 3-1, a bounce away in overtime from going down 3-0 in that series. And it kind of made me think, given how this Carolina series has gone, their reputation has been over the last few years in the league and what everybody thinks nationally and locally in Toronto about the Leafs. Do the Leafs, in retrospect, deserve more credit for as good as they were, given they took this Panther team to 7, they came here in Game 6, shut them out 2-0? Maybe they're a lot better than people give them credit for? Toronto?
I think they are a really good hockey team. There's no question about it. 7 games, you get to a 7th game, anything can happen. I think if you're a Toronto fan, if you're somebody within the Maple Leafs organization, if you're one of the Leafs players, I'm sure you're looking back, like you said, Josh, Game 3, 2-goal lead, up 2 games in the series, up 2-0, up 3-1. They're probably looking at that as, you know, we let them off the mat. That was a missed opportunity by the Toronto Maple Leafs, but the Panthers are a resilient bunch. Toronto, I think in hindsight, you push the defending cup champs to a 7th game. You know, there are no moral victories in the playoffs. Only one team gets to win the series, but I didn't think the Leafs had a poor showing. I think it's maybe highlighted by the fact that the pivotal Game 5 and the Game 7 were so lopsided, right. and that's what's going to get the headlines, especially in a market like Toronto.
Well, I was going to say, in Toronto especially, moral victory with that
for sure.
Like, you got to blow it off.
Lying with the drought.
There are certain teams in that situation that would go, hey, we play came pretty damn close to the defending cup champions.
With that group, close isn't going to work. They'd won. I understand it. They've been to the playoffs 9 years in a row. That's the longest streak in the league, but they've only gotten past the first round twice out of those 9 trips to the Stanley Cup playoffs. They haven't won a cup since 1967. It's they're getting anxious up there as far as that group and you know what they're going to be able to accomplish. And the other, from the Panthers' perspective, even in the couple of games they lost up in Toronto, those were games where you felt like if regulation time were 61 or 62 minutes, the Panthers would have probably been able to tie those games. Unfortunately, only 60 minutes in a game, and they just weren't able to. But all's well that ends well from the Panthers' perspective at this point.
Carolina's lost 15 consecutive games in the conference final, which is mind-blowing. How much of that is on Rod Brind'Amour? How much of that is other extenuating circumstances? Because from my perspective, he's been one of the better coaches in the entire league, but it seems like every time that franchise runs into the conference final, unfortunately for them, it's been the Panthers the last 2 times. But how much of this do you think falls on him? And I think maybe there could be some hot seat coming for him maybe after this year.
Well, I tell you what, he's one of those coaches who, if he became available, I don't think he'd have a hard time finding his next landing spot. He's one of the best coaches in the league, and on top of that, they're also one of the most well-coached teams in the league in that they've had a lot of guys come and go from their group over the last few years. But you look at if you took the numbers off the jerseys, you'd think the players never changed. And there's a lot of positive to that because it shows everybody buys in. It shows they have good leadership there. The team's game always looks the same. They buy in clearly to what Rod Brind'Amour is preaching. And again, the series isn't over, but you look back at the last runs that have fallen short. They've been to the conference final 3 times in 6 years. There are a lot of teams that would love to be able to lay claim to that. You know, it's been different lineups, different players, different circumstances. Every season's different. In some ways, when streaks like that get brought up, you feel bad for the players in the room because, you know, I think the streak started back in 09. There are a lot of these guys in the Carolina Hurricanes that were in like third grade at that point.
Well, Rod was a player back then, wasn't he?
Rod was on that team. Yes, but it goes back to, you know, a different generation, essentially. So the players currently on the Carolina Hurricanes have nothing to do with that, and they have to, you know, listen to the streak and maybe in some ways feel the pressure of that streak. But it's an interesting one because clearly they're a really good hockey team. They've been good enough to get there, but they've kind of hit this point, and they've had a hard time getting things rolling come round three.
Is that your Panera Cup there, Plagans?
The Sip Club.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you went to Panera?
I did.
The pregame meal?
No, I didn't. It's not the meal. I just pop in there for a drink. I'm in the Sip Club.
Interesting.
Are you familiar with the Sip Club?
I'm not.
Yeah, it's quite a thing they got over there.
Yeah, so what is it?
You pay a monthly fee, and every 2 hours you can go in and get a beverage.
Is that so?
Yep.
And do you have to?
It's $16.
Bring your own Panera cup in, or you can
get a new one every time.
Stop by any Panera.
Yep.
And how do you let them know you're in the Sip Club?
I just go on the app, on my app, and it'll say redeem Sip Club beverage, and I just get it, and it says $0. I order it. I walk in. It's the cup sitting on the counter.
That's fascinating.
You got water though?
So I just refilled it with water. It was an iced coffee, but you know it's on my route, and there's one right by the arena here.
I mean, there's Paneras everywhere. So you're telling me $16 a month,
and I've been out of town. Like when we're in Nashville, there's a Panera right downtown. I pop in and get an iced coffee
every 2 hours.
Yep,
that's fascinating. They had those very caffeinated drinks that they got rid of the lemonade.
Yeah. I tried one once.
Supercharged lemonade. You're still around to talk about it.
Yeah, I tried one once. Yeah. It's like anything else. You just don't want to drink 12 of them.
Did you notice it, though? Did you notice that it gave
me some pep in my step. Yeah. I got it on the way to the gym one day because I'm like, okay, I want to try this thing out. I want to see what all the hubbub is. And figure on the way to the gym was the best place to best time to sample.
Wow, so the Sip Club. Are you in any other eating clubs?
Other eating clubs. No, but you know what's great? The great thing about the Sip Club, if you're a stats guy like I am, it tells you how much money you've saved over the course of the last 12 months.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
This is like those water fountains that tell you how many plastic bottles you've saved by filling up your own bottle.
Up to the minute here, let's see here. I can tell you exactly. Well, maybe it's not as easy as I thought. It's in here someplace.
Does it tell you what your most often ordered drink is?
That it does not.
You know, that's the kind of stats I need.
It doesn't tell me that. Okay, here's the, I know this is great radio.
I love this. I could do this till 6.
But,
I could. I do. This is my wheel.
Okay, I can't find it, but it's upwards of like $1,700 I've saved.
Whoa! Yeah. And you've only been a member for 1 month? How much do you drink? No. How long have you been a member of the Sip Club?
At this point, it's over a year. Yeah.
And do you think it's still available?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a great gift.
Well, because
for
like this iced coffee here is like $3.50, and I'll go in there and get that in the morning, or maybe I'll get one on the way to the gym. I'll get one on the way to the game.
So
it's not always
you want
iced
that
coffee.
For your birthday? You want to be a member of the Sip Club?
Yeah, that sounds like it would be fun, Doug.
You want to go halfsies with me on the Sip Club?
Yeah,
for
sure.
Solana
I'll have my father-in-law.
Well, and if you're wondering, it's not a club you would join for social reasons. You're not going to meet new friends in the
Sure.
Sip Club. We don't hold meetings.
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood.
There isn't like a board.
But you,
of
when you walk in and you see someone else just picking up a glass, you kind of give them the nod and the.
You don't know
it's
who's
like the
in
Jeep
the
Wave.
Sip Club.
Right. But if they're just picking up a glass, like, then you kind of know they're in the Sip Club, no?
I've never thought about it. I've always.
So you're the standoffish guy in the Sip Club. Everybody knows about you. He won't acknowledge.
Hawk would be around there just trying to peep at everybody, trying to see what they're drinking. He would talk to every single person.
Once I'm in the club, I mean,
iced tea, soda, hot coffee, cold coffee, whatever you want.
Now they have here at the Amerant Bank Arena tonight some new menu items, and Plagans was looking at one of them earlier.
Oh, that pizza sandwich,
stuffed Italian pizza sandwich. That's available at the Stoli Club at the pizza stand, and it's instead of two pieces of bread on the outside of the Italian sandwich, It's slices of pizza.
I'm going to have a bite of that before I go.
You have it. I want you to have that. I mean, that's our gift to you.
Wow.
They also have buffalo shrimp sliders at concession stand 319. They have a bacon cheeseburger pinwheel at concession stand 319.
Explain does that come on a stick? You spin it around?
Explain that to me.
Oh, that's
what
it.
Is the difference between the bacon cheeseburger pinwheel and just a bacon cheeseburger?
Well, it looks like a pretzel bun, for one.
What am I missing? But why is it called a pinwheel?
It does just look like a cheeseburger.
Caramelized onions.
Does that have caramelized onions?
Yeah, looks like
oh,
it.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Because right I've seen like a pinwheel at like a pizza parlor, right? They've got like a Philly cheesesteak pinwheel or a penne alla vodka pinwheel.
It's like a wrap. Like
yeah.
Usually.
It's like a bread, and they put the stuff in the middle, and they roll it up like it's a wheel. And it almost looks like a cinnamon bun type, but with, like, Italian stuff in it.
Well, I'm going to call it a bacon cheeseburger. You get it at concession stand 319, because I'm not certain where the pin
is. It looks good. In.
Looks fantastic.
I would dine on that.
And speaking of drinks, I know you're part of the Sip Club.
Yes.
Up there, you may see, those are hockey stick drinks.
Whoa.
You can put beer, frozen drinks, or any soft drink inside.
No way.
And they're available at the Funky Buddha stand, which is right across from Pantherland. They're available up here in the Coors Light Cold Zone and all draft beer carts. So a little something to keep you occupied until 8 o'clock tonight when you have to call the game.
Well, that sounds delightful.
All right.
It all sounds delightful.
When was the last time you had a blizzard?
I'm trying to think here. It's been I've had a McFlurry, which is like the competitor
sure,
to Blizzard.
Similar.
I've had a McFlurry more recently than my last Blizzard. It's been a while for me on the Blizzard. But
what would you go with?
I feel it's. I always go there thinking I'm going to be adventurous, and then I end up getting the Oreo one. Mm. It's like the stand. That's the fallback. Same with a McFlurry. The Oreo one, you just can't go wrong with
it. So I got the Heath Bar Blizzard.
Okay.
Have you ever had the Heath Bar Blizzard?
I don't like Heath enough to pick it over any of the other options.
Interesting.
Really.
And you had the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Okay, I like that. I'd go Reese's Cup or Oreo over a lot of the other...
Nobody eats a Heath Bar.
M&M, Heath Bar.
Well, I would never eat a Heath Bar on its own.
Well, that's
only have it mixed into a Blizzard.
Right, that's why I wouldn't put it in a Blizzard.
Right. Somebody texts in, Panera Sip Club is great. I've been doing it for years. Somebody else says, literally the best value out there.
Look at that!
Who knew that this existed?
And Panera's not even paying for this, I don't think.
I mean, they are the beneficiaries of some organic sports talk. Somebody says, Dunkin' does similar with points. I got 17,530. I don't know what that means.
The Dunkin' app is pretty good. They have a good like app points program.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They do have one of those.
Doug Plagans will be on the call tonight here on 560 WQAM. You get the pregame starting at 7:30, and Doug and Billy Lindsay on the call. 8 p.m. puck drop closeout game for your Cats tonight.
That would be a big one here, especially considering we have a Western Conference final that you hope could at least drag on for an extra game or so. Right now, Edmonton looks like they're the aggressor there. But if the Panthers can wrap this thing up early, especially because they would be the team going on the road to start the Cup final, regardless of who the opponent would be, it would be important, I think, to get
could
this thing
be a
done.
Potential long layoff, maybe too long, right?
At this point, well, especially because going into this one, I know there's always the rest versus rust debate. I think with this team, they know how to dial it in. They're experienced. They've played so much hockey if they are fortunate enough to go to a third straight cup final. And they've got three regulars who are day-to-day right now. I think if you have a chance to get an extra few days off, I think you take the few days off over a quick turnaround at this stage.
Well, especially because they didn't have that layoff in between the second and third
right.
round. Now, it benefited
didn't really
them.
Slow them down.
No, I'm saying it benefited them, but to your point.
Somebody says Frontier Airlines has an all-you-can-fly domestic club for like $400 a year. I would rather fly Panera Airlines.
I'd rather fly Silver
than Frontier. Doug Plagans, have a good call tonight.
We're here to talk hockey and maximize your value on your fountain
drinks.
That's
right. You come across and you have all kinds of knowledge to go into tonight's game. Have a good broadcast tonight.
Thank you very
much,
Doug
Plagans, tonight you'll hear him here.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hawk and Crowder.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.